Well, today we have the great privilege of having this beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother, a lady of Manawag, all the way from the Philippines. This beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother is traveling around the United States, and most particularly in our Diocese of Virginia, going to different parishes. The beautiful image of our Blessed Mother holding the Christ child and the rosary, and the statue of San Lorenzo at her feet. For those of you who picked up the handout in the back of church, you'll know that this original apparition occurred about 400 years ago when a man was walking into a town and he noticed this beautiful woman, and he stopped and gazed upon her, and she was standing on a cloud on top of a tree, and she was so beautiful as depicted by this statue. And in the one hand she was holding the rosary, the other hand she was holding the Christ child. And the man fell to his knees, and Our Lady asked that a church be built upon that very spot. And so that's the origin of the shrine in the Philippines, which is the most important shrine of Our Lady in the Philippines. And since then, it's been a great place of pilgrimage. There have been countless miracles that have taken place at this shrine, especially the healing of the sick and the conversion of sinners and those in special need of God's mercy. There have been countless cures and miracles that have occurred over the centuries at this beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Manawag. And still today, tens of thousands of people go to this shrine every year in the Philippines. The Vatican has recognized this shrine as a place of special Marian pilgrimage, and it really is a shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary. Since Our Lady came holding Christ, she wants to lead us to her son, Jesus. She was also praying the rosary, and she asked us to She was holding the rosary, and she asked us to pray the rosary every day. And of course, she would repeat this at Fatima as well. The Holy Father has made a connection between the shrine of Our Lady of Manawag with the shrine of Our Blessed Mother in Rome, St. Mary Major. And so there's a connection between the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome and this shrine of Our Lady of Manawag in the Philippines. And it is the only shrine in the Philippines with this papal affiliation. So for the last 400 years, it has been a place of healing and pilgrimage, very similar to Lourdes and to Fatima. Whenever Our Lady appears, she has the same message for us: to follow her son, to follow Jesus, to pray, to do penance, and especially to pray the Holy Rosary. So it is a great privilege today to have this beautiful traveling Pilgrim Virgin statue of Our Lady traveling here to St. John's in Leesburg. Now, of course, at the base of Our Lady is the statue of St. Lorenzo Ruiz. By the way, this is not an actual size, even though some people think it might be. St. Lorenzo was a great martyr. He was a layman beatified by Pope John Paul II in Manila and canonized in 1987. And the distinction is that he is the first person beatified outside the Vatican and the first Filipino saint. We also have a window of St. Lorenzo. I believe it's about halfway down that aisle, so take a look at that after Mass. And he was a layman, he was a scribe, and he worked in the church transcribing baptismal, confirmation, and marriage documents into the official books of the church. He was part of Our Blessed Mother's confraternity, and he was a married man. He had three children, and he was eventually arrested for being a Catholic, being a Christian, when the Japanese came in 1636. So he was tortured and tied upside down by his feet into a well. And the captor said, "Deny your faith and we will spare your life." And St. Lorenzo said, "I will never do it." He says, "I am a Catholic and happy to die for God. If I have 1,000 lives to offer, I offer them to God." And so St. Lorenzo is a martyr as well as these other 14 companions that were killed by being hung upside down in the area, the hill overlooking Nagasaki Bay. So he died on September 29th, 1637. When Pope John Paul II canonized him, he said, "The Lord gives us saints at the right time, and God waited 350 years to give us this saint. It is the heroism which he demonstrated as a lay witness to the faith, which is very important in today's world. The witness of San Lorenzo is the testimony we need of courage without measure to show us that it is possible." Faith and life for Lorenzo were synonymous and inseparable. Life without faith would have been without value. He proved that sanctity and heroism are for anybody, and the final victory is made for each one of us. So we ask St. Lorenzo to intercede and to pray for us and to inspire us. We invite you after Mass to stay for the praying of the Rosary as we honor our Blessed Mother under her title of Our Lady of Manawag. We invite you also to stay for a few beautiful prayers to our Blessed Mother, prayers for healing and conversion, and also to join us after Mass in the vestibule and in the parish fellowship hall for some refreshments, maybe some for some pancit and lumpia, but no balut, okay? No balut. Okay, so God bless you all. And again, we welcome all of our Filipino friends. We welcome all of you. And I'm so happy that you could be here today to see this beautiful image of Our Lady and her divine Son. God bless you.